Today is Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Over on the Twitter, Scotty asked if he linked to an article from traveler.com.au. I always wonder why countries do .com.country abbreviation. Why not just .au? You know, traveler.au. So I don't really understand why they make that choice. I'm sure there's a reason, but I just don't know. Because some countries just do .dot and then the country abbreviation for their, you know, internet domain situation. I don't know what to call it. And then some are like .com.au, .com. You know, and it's weird. Like England is .co.uk. They completely left out the com. There's no M. So, I don't know. Anyway, regardless, Scotty posted a link saying world's biggest cruise ship arrives in new home ahead of first cruise. And it is indeed. He asks, is that my ship? And indeed, it is. I don't own the ship, but it is the ship that Mark and I will be traveling on in July. Whenever we're going to be in Europe. So, yeah. Anyway. And then Scotty also, I think this is related to Mix Minus, but since I'm reading from Twitter and it mentions me, we must have said in our level 13 in Mix Minus, we must have talked about a funnel cake. He says, what the hell is a funnel cake? This is a funnel. And he posts a picture of a funnel. And yeah, Daniel already answered him on Twitter. He said a funnel cake is a sweetened dough drizzled and deep fried and then covered with powdered sugar. I'm just going to say, you know, this is probably something that we should or will answer in Mix Minus. But I need some content here on this show, so I'm going to steal it. Scotty, a funnel cake is actually made with a funnel. That's why it's called a funnel cake. So Daniel said it's drizzled, but he didn't mention the fact that when they make a funnel cake, so they make a, it's not even a dough, it's a batter. Because I would think of a dough as being something being stiffer, like that you can knead and make rolls or bread or something like that. It's not like that, or like pretzels, you know, that's a really stiff dough that you twist around. A funnel cake is a batter, like a pancake batter or a crepe batter or something like that. It's probably thicker than a crepe batter, but I would guess it's about the consistency of a pancake batter. I've never made funnel cakes, but I've watched them being made. So I don't know exactly the thickness, but it's definitely liquid. It's definitely a batter consistency. But they pour it into a funnel, and then they drop it, they let it pour out of the funnel into hot oil, and they do it in a circular shape, but they, I don't know, they do all these crisscrosses and make like a spider web looking thing, and they fry it, and it looks like a fried spider web almost. I mean, it's just like a round web of dough, and then they do dust it with powdered sugar. And I've seen people put fruit compote on them and all chocolate and all kinds of other stuff. But just the plain funnel cake is just the dough, the fried dough with powdered sugar on it. So there you go. I was looking to see if there was anything else in Twitter, and that's how I got kind of trapped. There was some conversation about somebody getting something wrong on Mix Minus. And Baron Frosty said something about Daniel getting things wrong. And then someone said, no, it was Adam that got it wrong. And he says, oh, that's okay. He's always wrong. So that's fine. How dare you? I'm not always wrong. And then Auntie Scott says it's well. So yesterday, I believe. I asked, is it good or well, for the sentence that I did, and he was telling me it's well. Thank you so much for the correction. And then he goes on to say that three shows in a row, I've used Daniel's closing, and he's deeply hurt. I'm so sorry. I don't want to hurt anyone, but everyone wants me to use their closing, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And there's only so much of me to go around. Anyway, so yeah, we got some winter weather today. You know, actually, this is probably the most winter weather we've gotten in years. It has now snowed twice. I mean, snow that actually stuck to the ground, and actually we had snow that we could see. We could look out the window and see. Because sometimes there'll be little flurries, but they melt. Nothing accumulates, you know. So we've had two accumulative, I'm just going to say, snows. And then today, and I don't think it's done because we're under a winter weather advisory until 6 p.m. tomorrow. We got sleet. And when I say sleet, we've got probably an inch or more of sleet on the ground. I don't think I've ever in my life seen it sleet enough. I must have when I was younger. Surely it's happened. I don't know. It's very rare. Normally, accumulation is snow. But I'm telling you guys, it looks like someone dumped a million snow cones in my yard. And I went out and I felt of it and I put my hand in it. And it's little pebbles. It's little round sleet. It's little round, like snow cone, like pebbles is the wrong word, but I'm spherical ice. Tiny little pellets. Pellets, that's probably a good word. And they're loose. So if you stick your hand in there, they all kind of, you know, dribble down the sides of your hand and roll around. And it's weird because, again, normally anything that accumulates is snow. I need to look up what makes sleet versus what makes snow because it is 19 degrees outside. Hold on, let me just... 19 degrees is... 19 degrees is -7 Celsius for those of you who you know, use Celsius. It is 19 degrees Fahrenheit. And so, you know, I would think surely it would snow, right? But no, it sleeted. And I think it has something to do with, I think snow, I'm going to get it wrong. So I shouldn't even tell you guys, but it has something to do with how heavy it is and how fast it freezes. Like sleet, I think freezes much faster and is heavier. And so it doesn't turn into snow, but I should Google difference between snow and sleet. Snow forms in clouds at temperatures below freezing. As snow falls through the atmosphere, the air remains at least 32 or colder, Fahrenheit, by the way. In order for a snowflake to reach the earth, it must remain frozen from cloud to surface. But can it be too cold to snow? Sometimes. The colder it gets, the less water vapor there will be in the air, and less water vapor in the air means less chance of snow. Sleet occurs when a snowflake falls through the atmosphere and warms up a bit before refreezing. The snowflake begins its journey frozen. As it passes through a thin layer of warm air in the atmosphere, it melts a bit. It then re-enters another pocket of cold air before reaching the surface. The snowflake refreezes and becomes an ice pellet we call sleet. Sleet typically bounces when it hits the ground. Well, there you go. I still don't quite understand. It's kind of like pivot tables in Excel. I was doing this report in Excel and my boss really wants me to use pivot tables. And you guys, I can automate the hell out of Excel. I can write macros. I can write formulas all day long. I can put charts in. I can do graphs. I can write code that will generate spreadsheets, like all of this. Pivot tables defy my mental ability. I don't know why. Everyone says they're so simple and I cannot grasp it. Anyway, I feel that a little bit that way about sleet. But apparently sleet starts as snow, melts, and then refreezes. We got a lot of sleet today and we're probably getting more tonight. That's all I'm saying. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You're welcome.